Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, testing, testing, testing. I'm going good. I'm on. I'm ready to rumble.
I don't think we should do it like testing, testing anymore.
Why?
I just think, you know, we should just start having a conversation. Like,
no, but this way people know that we're...
Didn't we're, in the beginning that we used to wear cans?
Yeah.
I
Why?
Liked that.
There's no reason. We could hear it. We're right here with each other.
I know, but...
Yeah, there's no reason to wear headphones. There, I mean, we should set up a phone system to take calls.
Oh, my God. Please, please don't talk about it anymore. Do not talk about it. So many people said, I'll help you do it. I said, let me take it over. I'll do it. You refused.
I'll do it. I'll take care of it.
Will you, though? Okay.
Dr. Stegos, I'll fly up. He's a weirdo. He's going to really fly up to help us.
Because he's probably, like, frustrated listening to you the way that I am, the way that everyone is. Like, oh, boy, here
How
goes
did he address
again.
Your envelope? What did he put on your envelope he mailed you?
To the wonderful Bonnie.
No, it wasn't wonderful.
The delightful. I think it was delightful.
That's gay.
So what?
Gay or creepy?
He's definitely creepy. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10. Like, your friends are almost all creepy, but Dr. Steve is way up near the top. He deals with death on a daily basis, yet he's always upbeat and happy. I mean, think about it.
He's kind of weird.
The minute he finds out there's an ailment, he like gets in touch. Hey, anything I can do?
Well, that's being nice, but he's still creepy.
Well, nice to me equals creepy.
And he was going to bring us down to do a show down there. And you know what's going to happen. What?
There's little crumbs on that, on your computer.
Don't worry about my computer. You worry about your computer.
All right.
He was going to bring us down.
Please don't hit me.
But I don't know what happened. But he brought Bobby and Florentine. But I think he just wants to bring you down and give you
an
exam.
He's waiting. He's like checking your schedule. Like, what won't he move? And then he'll like book us. Then you'll be like, I can't do it. And then I'll... Well, can Bonnie still come?
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe
And then he'll be like, hey, can I
examine your bosoms? Yeah. We'll call them bosoms because that's what doctors say.
No, right? no, they don't.
Yeah, can I examine your bosoms?
I doubt it.
What will he say?
He'll say, have you ever had a breast exam?
And then what will you say?
I'll say, not a proper one, just like on the subway.
Is that what you'll say? Is that what you'll say? On the subway?
And then he'll say, well, let me do it. And then
what'll happen? He'll suck his dick.
That's one disgusting. Thing leads to another.
Isn't that a song?
Do you know I've never seen him in real life?
Yes, you have.
No.
First of all, at Opie's wedding, he was there.
Okay, you keep bringing up Opie's wedding. That was 8 million years ago, and those I don't remember anybody from there. I barely knew you at that time.
First of all, never is never, but you could say I have and I forgot.
Okay, well, I have no recollection of ever meeting
this
dude.
So people fall in love through emails.
People fall in love.
Through emails and through...
You know what's great about you?
Letters.
So great about you.
You've never seen people in jail?
You know what's amazing about you?
What?
Fantastic. Is that you think so little of yourself. I mean, you're always talking about what you're a legend and how great you are, what a great father you are, and what a great husband you are. But really, you think anyone, literally anyone, could steal me away.
No, I didn't think anybody could steal you away. Yeah. I think you would run away, but I didn't think anybody would steal you.
Yeah, because deep down, you know you don't deserve me. Isn't that the truth?
Are you crazy?
Isn't that the crux of it all?
No, I'm saying...
The jealousy.
I'm not jealous.
Holding
me
down.
Are you saying I'm holding you down? Please.
Keeping me in my...
Place?
Cage. My New Jersey cage.
Listen.
This is all part of the plan. And that's why also you're always like, the minute we get into a fight, you're like, fine. You want to leave, leave. You always just like try to get me out. It's a cool thing to do, Rich. The reason is...
What's the reason?
Because you think I'm going to leave because you think you don't deserve me.
Man, you are so off-ish.
Am I? Yeah. Okay. I'd love to hear your side of it.
I don't have any side. First
then
of all,
what is your jealousy?
I haven't been jealous in a year.
You're just talking about Dr. Steve. Like,
I'm saying he's a weirdo. I didn't say I was jealous of him.
You
like
said people
him.
Fall in love all the time in different ways.
Oh, no, I'm saying, you're saying I never met him.
Now twist it into what? Please explain.
Okay,
why would
explain.
You bring that up then if that's not the
I'm
case?
I'm going to explain life
okay.
to you.
Okay.
I'll explain things, because you are naive. You're smart and brilliant, but you're naive.
What is that?
See what I mean? I'm saying people, like, there's ladies that fall in love with guys that are in prison that they really ever met. They just fucking write letters to each other. Then they, and they go
right?
get married.
But I doubt that if you polled all the neighbors and you were like, do you think your wife will fall in love with a prisoner, leave you for somebody who's... committed murder? I bet they'd all 100%. I'm gonna say would say no. My wife won't leave me for.
I didn't say you would leave me for a prisoner. I'm saying people do that.
That's a ridiculous worst case scenario.
But no, I'm just saying. You said I've never met Dr. Steve. I've only met him once.
Okay,
I met
stay
him
on
track
point. Okay,
on track, not on point. Stay on track.
You're the smart one. So stay on whatever path that you were on before, which is that women fall in love. Why would you bring up that women fall in love in numerous ways?
Because you said I never met somebody.
You don't have to see someone.
You said I never met somebody.
Right. So basically then we are to assume that you're saying, well,
why are you
even
you're in love with Dr. Steve?
Stop that you're twisting things. That's not the argument. I just said I'd never
I
met him
argument.
And you were the one who said you don't have to meet someone to fall in love with them. If you weren't worried about me just falling in love with anyone, like creepy Dr. Steve,
don't
who
call
I just
him
said
creepy.
He was creepy.
So you've been with a lot of creeps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't clearly call him, don't have a
don't call him creepy.
A
he's,
lot of standards.
You know, he's a fucking good guy. You know, he's
that's
just a
part
weird...
of being creepy, in my opinion.
What, being a good guy?
Yeah, it's just
he
like
cares
helpful
about people.
And nice.
Oh, really? So that makes him a creep because he's helpful and nice?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Is that Mrs. Delightful, Bonnie?
I bet you when he's like, somebody's dying and he's like giving them that extra shot of morphine, he's all happy and like, go ahead, let go.
You think so?
Yeah, just loving it. Huh? Three people died on my shift today.
It's not something to make jokes about. He's got to deal
I'm
with.
I'm defending my position that he's creepy.
But wait, if he's such
but
a,
why would
if
you
he's a doctor that knows everything, why is he working at like basically a morgue?
Yeah, exactly. Good. That's the best point you've ever made.
Why isn't he?
Stop talking about that right now and go back to why would you say?
What?
Just because you never met him doesn't mean you can't fall in love with him. Why would you say that if you're
I'm
not?
I'm just using examples.
But no, there's no reason to use that an example. Why would you say it?
How come you never use that thing anymore?
Stop.
But how come you don't use that blender?
I do sometimes.
No?
Rich?
And what about our juicer that we bought? All kinds of money for that? You know what I'm talking about? Remember what I'm talking about? Well, we used to take the kale.
I'm going to walk out of here. I swear to God, I'm going to take this microphone. I'm going to throw it through the fucking window. Because there's no point to have a podcast. If you're not going to go through and like have some kind of interesting conversation,
right,
then
go.
I don't even want to be here. Let these people fucking, let them listen to a fucking commercial if that's what they're into. You want to just hear nonsense? Then there's a lot of different places you can hear it. I don't feel like being a part of fucking just throwing garbage into the wind. This is like pollution on a fucking global level right now. It's the worst. Don't ever use that blender. Hey, they're talking about the blender. He was going through all the appliances trying to find out if she still uses them or not. Thank God they're off that he's jealous bullshit. That was boring. This thing that they're using, I hope he gets to the walk. Because I'd like to know why she's not using that more often. I love stir fry, Sandy!
We have a wok? I'm not jealous. I was just giving an example. You're the one who's calling people creepy, and I'm saying
I'm trying
nice.
To keep this fucking thing afloat, okay? I'm trying to keep this thing like a little bit entertaining. You want me to go through? Oh, I think it's really a nice guy. He's great. He's fantastic. Oh, he's wonderful. Because that's what people really fucking want to hear. Oh, he called me the other day. I thought I was just the nicest man in the world.
What is he doing, like?
I called him, actually, if you really want to know the truth.
What did you call him for?
Because I feel like shit. And then he diagnosed me. He said, your husband's a fucking piece of shit.
Is that your diagnosis?
It's taking its toll on you.
How did you get his number?
He sent it to me in an email.
Why?
He listened
to the podcast.
He listened to the podcast. He heard me fucking make a joke about thyroid. Then he was like, then I started thinking, I really do have a thyroid fucking problem if Dr. Steve is calling me about it. I do feel shitty. I'm tired. And
is it thyroid in your neck?
I don't know where the fucking thyroid is. What am I, a doctor? I'm not.
Well, how did you do all this research on thyroid?
I didn't. I just filled out one Facebook quiz. Do you have thyroid problem? Yes, 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 yes.
Isn't it the thyroid gland in your neck or something?
Are you aggravated 24 hours a day? Yes, I am.
What were some
How do you
questions?
Know you're married to Rich Voss? Check, check, check.
What are some of the questions for thyroid?
You're exhausted. You feel like cutting yourself.
I'm always tired. Maybe I got thyroid. Maybe we both have thyroids. I'm going for a physical.
Well, we both have thyroids. That is true. Good diagnosis.
No, I'm going for a physical next week. The whole thing, blood, stool, you name it.
Guess. Is it you? This is you. Is it time for a prostate exam?
No.
How soon can I get another prostate exam?
Oh, boy. Oh, that hasn't been done a million times. Of course you get a prostate exam when you get older. Every year or 2 years. You get a physical every year. They take blood.
Every year. You get a physical every year.
When's the last time you had a physical? Never.
I don't fucking need it.
You need a physical. Everybody needs a physical. When's the last time you had a mammogram?
I've never had a mammogram.
Yeah. Yeah.
Professionally. On the subway.
When's the last time you've had blood taken? Huh? When's the last time you took that green thing out of your tooth? Right here. Yeah.
Look, if you want to take care of me, then set up some appointments.
I'm not your fucking assistant. set up appointments. I'm not your assistant. And you notice.
Don't. Then shut up about it.
Are you crazy?
I might be. I just might.
You got to worry
I'm
about.
I'm starting to think it's either thyroid or I'm literally having a meltdown.
I think you're having a meltdown. And all of a sudden, our daughter's leg doesn't hurt today? What happened
to
that?
She told me after when I picked her up from school, she was like, it still hurts. I was like, well, Daddy's going to take you to the doctor tomorrow. She goes, and not tomorrow. I got this and this and this at school.
I think she sprained it. But you have to get a physical. Well, you know, Dr. Steve will email you. He'll say, get a physical.
No, he'll be like, well, listen, I think you should get a mammogram and a physical.
And your cooch, has anybody looked inside that in a while?
Yes, yes.
When?
I don't know, a year and a half ago. I saw her face, too. She was like, huh? She couldn't hide it. Her disgust.
In what? In your puss?
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because she's a fucking dumb little... She's not a doctor.
Oh, who'd you have to do it if you didn't have a doctor?
She was on the subway.
Why didn't you have a doctor do it?
No, I went to the doctors and I had a full physical.
Yeah, and then you never followed up with anything.
I never got the blood work done. That's the only thing I didn't do.
Because
they asked you to help me and you wouldn't.
I told you exactly where to go.
Please help me make an appointment. There's certain things I can't do.
Make an appointment?
I'm really bad at making appointments.
Yeah, yeah, and you lie. She flat out lied to me, my wife. You know what? She lies so much to me. You wonder why I get crazy. She was in L.A.
You know what it is? Honestly, it's a...
Don't blame this on me.
Whatever the cyclical thing. No, because when I tell you the truth, you get mad at me. So
no,
in order to get,
that's not true.
So in order to like not have you get mad at me, I will sometimes do... Because you do these weird things where like there's certain things I do that I can't explain that I just do them. And then you get mad. Like you're always like trying to figure out like how much time I've done something. Or it's always like, then what did you do? Then what did you do? Then what did you do?
And sometimes I don't act know. Like I'm intelligent.
Well, I sat in Starbucks for half an hour, so I don't want to fucking tell you that, so that I lie.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
She was supposed to go to a big, big meeting in L.A. when she was there.
It wasn't
a big meeting.
It was a stupid meeting.
Big, big.
Yeah, it was so far. It was in the Valley. How
Who
big is this company?
Fuck?
They're in the
you
fucking...
All, you went all the way to L.A., but you can't go an extra 10 miles to the Valley.
I was busy. I was doing a lot of shit.
No, you weren't. You were out partying with your friends. There was a big party and with a couple things in between, right?
I went to a lot of meetings.
How many meetings? Two. Oh,
three meetings.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Name them.
UTA.
Yeah.
Imagine Entertainment and WB.
What was WB?
I don't know what the... that's the whole point. I don't know what the fuck these meetings are about. You go, you sit on a couch, they go, tell us a little about yourself. And I go, go fuck yourself.
Did you get a breast exam at any
of
the
meetings?
Then I make
fun of their offices. I go, tell me the origin story of the WB. Fascinating.
You went to the WB Network?
Yeah.
Or Warner Brothers Studios?
Well, I didn't. Is there a difference? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Isn't there Warner Brothers Studios?
Yeah, it was the studios. I mean, it was like.
Why would you go to the studio?
I don't know if that's where.
Were you screen tested?
No, it was like a general meeting.
You weren't screen tested? What did
the whole point was that the book is, you know, may or may not be sold as a TV series. So that's why I was going to the meetings. Okay, so that's how I got that set up. Dude, they never read the book. They're like, oh, I don't think you read a book. I'm like, yeah.
Then why did you...
Exactly my
so
point.
So then the other meeting that you didn't go to would have been the most important meeting.
It was just another dumb general meeting.
With one of the biggest production companies in L.A.
Okay. Well, I mean, I asked the guy to come meet me.
You told him to come meet you backstage at midnight.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's what you said. Can you meet me at backstage?
No, I didn't. I said in the area where I'm at. I had, because I was going, he wanted me to go meet him in the Valley before I went to go tape the TV show. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, but you moved it two times already, I heard. You moved it twice.
No, Chris set up the first meeting I didn't go to, and then Chris set it up again at the exact same time I was taping at midnight. So I said, I can't do it. I was going to go meet him wherever it was in the Valley.
Okay. The bottom line is, who lies more, me or you?
Well, I probably lie straight up more, but you manipulate like a motherfucker, so don't even.
I manipulate?
Yes, you're always like fudging the truth.
Fudging, is that a Canadian farm word? Is that
no,
what you guys...
No, it's not. It's actually pretty...
Pretty what?
I don't know. I don't have any words anymore.
All right. Let's move on. Anyhow,
are we
listen.
Done?
No. Here's the deal. You know what? I think people are starting to do this Amazon.richvoss.com.
Stop.
I got to plug that. What do you
do
mean?
Do it. Then don't act like you're really telling it to me.
I really am telling it to you.
Well, let me do some slick. See, this is your manipulation. Hey, Bonnie, I think this Amazon thing's really starting to work. You can go to Rich Voss. I don't know if you
no,
know
it's
this,
Amazon.richvoss.com.
Amazon.richvoss.com. Bonnie, did you know that? That you can do that? I got a check the other day. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing, Bonnie. Did you know that?
Amazon.richvoss.com. Okay.
That's
you know who taught me about that?
That's the worst thing that radio people do. I hate that so
oh,
much.
Oh, no, that's fake. When they act like they used a product.
Yeah, so like try to make it seem like it's part of the radio
no,
show.
No, no, no. When they go, hey, when I use, but you know what?
I've been using this facial cream and everyone, every time I come in, they're like, you look so much younger. And I guess it's the cream.
All right. Here's what I'm trying to say. One, go to Amazon.richvoss.com if you're buying anything. And you know who told me about this whole thing?
I don't know.
Dr. Steve.
Oh, God.
Our fucking he
creepy
looks
creepy, Dr. Steve. Of course, he would know about it because he knows every fucking way to squeeze money out of people. Right before people die, he probably goes to their pockets. Okay, we just do this. It's just part of the thing we do. Okay, relax. Let go. Clink, 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 clink.
How many watches do you think he has at home?
He's like, just from change, I've gotten $2,000 a week. I mean, that's just change.
How much? Do you think he's got a lot of necklaces and pendants and stuff? Pendants or whatever. What do they call them? Pendants?
He probably, like, before they die, he's like, goes in there and he's like the nicest guy in the world. He's like, now, what does this pen mean to you? Does that mean anything? He tries to get some backstory. They're like, well, that's a very expensive pen. And then he's like, right into his fucking white coat pocket.
Mm. You're accusing our friend of clipping these
I'm
old
not accusing
people.
Anyone of anything. I'm imagining a scenario that may or may not be true.
Do you think he has a room full of eyeglasses?
Oh my God, please. That's like the worst image in the world. Shoes and eyeglasses. That'll bring you right to something you don't want to think about. Please.
He just goes in the room and he tries on the other people's eyeglasses.
Don't.
He puts on their shoes.
Do you know what imagery that's from?
No, what's that from?
Oh my God, Rich. Walk away.
What do you mean, what it's from?
Walk back from this conversation.
That's from the Holocaust. Oh, they took people's eyeglasses.
Yeah, you see pictures of shoes, piles of shoes, and piles of eyeglasses. Like, what do you think happened to the people? Please, talk about something. I, Dr. Steve, I never accused you of being Hitler. That is one thing I did not do.
So he doesn't save eyeglasses?
No, please.
Contact lenses?
Okay, I'll accept that.
All right, here's, look at Big J and...
What if he just has, like, their old underwear? He's just, like, a real creepy fetish. Okay, let go. He's, like, shimmying them out of their their panties. Okay, Thelma. All right, it's time to go.
You know, he's got to have a job.
Go There's be person. With your husband.
Big J and Dan do a commercial for one of these beds that go up and down. I think they got beds. Why can't we do the bed commercial for?
Well, they got beds from the because I say like
I want to do a bed commercial.
I do ads and commercials with the words rape and AIDS.
Well, not if we get a bed commercial, we won't do that. And
piles of shoes.
Okay. Amazon dollars. How come Dollar Shave Club stopped sending me my fucking blades? I'm taking mine back from you. You're starting to use all my razors. I'm running out of blades. You know, Dollar
That's
Shave
right,
Club.
That's right, folks. I've started shaving.
Dollar Shave Club stopped sending me stuff. Now, you know, at Rock Bottom Golf, they were nice to me. Callaway was nice. So here's how we have to do it. We have to do it on our own. Amazon.richvoss.com. And now I'll move on. That's all. People are helping us out. Drip, drip. Right? Wait till we get our drip, drip shirts made.
Somebody did a drip, drip logo, which I love.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. What was it again?
But remember what the Drip Drip stands for.
You crying.
My tears.
Yeah. Drip Drip. You know, I did Legion of Skanks last night.
Speaking of tears, you still haven't cried about your mother.
People, I talked to someone today. People mourn in different ways, and I do it in humor.
So does the audience.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. I do it in humor, you know.
I'm just a carrier for crying.
What does that mean?
It means that your audience cries. It's good enough for you.
I don't get it. Drip Drip.
Your audience.
My audience doesn't cry.
They don't. Mm-mm. I've seen you make some people cry.
Not on purpose.
Really?
I've never walked on stage with the intentions of I'm going to make somebody cry. Ever.
Okay, but that's like saying like...
What? Premeditated murder is bigger than... It gets you more time in jail than, you know, manslaughter.
You'll still go to jail for manslaughter.
Yeah, but, you know, not as long. So... Someone,
so you're not as bad of a person. Make people cry, but because it's not premeditated.
If I made them cry,
you don't look into the eyes and go, "That redhead, I'm gonna make her cry."
No, if I made somebody cry, they deserved it, or they were drunk, and they don't even know. The next day, wouldn't even know they were crying. Okay, they're probably it's a drunk girl, 9.9.
You ever made a man cry?
Huh? No.
Ooh, that's a high bar.
No,
I say you can't do it.
I don't really think I made a girl cry. When have I ever made someone cry at a show?
I saw that girl at Raleigh that time. Goodnights.
The model that one that goes, I'm on America's Top Model.
No, I wasn't there that night. This night was this. You made fun of her hair for a long time. Then you
she started up. Though. I didn't start. I'm telling you, I didn't start.
I'm just saying. You asked me when you made a girl cry. I'm giving you an
are
example.
Are you leaving? Why are you leaving? We're going to go to Rita's or something. I'm going to treat. Tonight we're going to go to Baskin Robbins or do something after the podcast. Maybe. Huh?
You won't be done for a while.
We'll be done. No, we'll be done in 20 minutes. What? It's my older daughter I'm talking to, Jessica. If I made someone cry, they start. They brought it upon themselves.
For the record, it's not like we have like family members just sitting around watching us.
Oh, she was upstairs. Yeah, I know. That's our audience.
She couldn't take it anymore.
Last night, when I did Legion of Skanks, there was some crazy guy in their audience. You don't know who comes in your audience. They had to throw him out. He was a crazy, just weirdo guy. And he kept bugging Lewis, and he was just weird. And they had to throw him out because they do in that room downstairs, you know, and they have all these chairs.
The number of chairs is probably not what people are wanting to know from this story. This is a good teachable moment. Probably what people are wanting to know is, what was he doing? It had to have been something pretty specific for him to get thrown out.
He was talking, making noises, going on his computer.
He had a full computer there?
He had a laptop.
He had a laptop.
Yeah, he pulled it out. He started doing stuff on his
computer.
Pulled
it out from where? He had a
bag. His backpack.
He had a backpack. Started pulling out his computer. Yeah. Then was all good stuff behind, for the story.
Sitting behind Lewis. And Lewis
no, go back
angry.
To how many chairs there were.
It's a lot of chairs. They have audience. They have a studio audience. I killed it. Killed it.
Let me guess. Lewis was wearing a...
Look at Raina. Look how pretty.
Sleeveless
shirt. Come here for a second, Raina. You weren't wearing that shirt earlier, were you? Was she?
All day long.
No.
Yes.
Come here for a second.
Oh, my God.
Look at her socks. She has two socks that don't even match. She doesn't even know how to close the door. Look at... She's a weirdo. Our kid is so weird. It's unbelievable. Your socks are two different socks. And now, come here. When you go to school in the morning... And I pick out her clothes. I'll go, these pants are wrinkled or the shirt's wrinkled. And she goes, I don't care. Kids don't care if their clothes are wrinkled.
And she always uses that. Like, I'm a kid. I'll be like, you have food all over your face. She's like, I'm a kid.
Yeah, but, like, you don't care if your clothes are wrinkled. That makes no sense.
And get over here.
Where did you put it?
I'm getting some pudding.
Remember I bought you that pudding? I said, you want some pudding? You want some pudding? What, who's that from? Do you know what band says at the end of the song? You want some pudding or something with pudding?
I don't know.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, thank goodness.
Pink Floyd.
Terrific.
So,
hey, you want to be a little louder over there, please?
Okay.
Come here for a second, Rand. Can I ask you something?
Is your room cleaned?
Yes.
Come here. This is weird.
Okay, this podcast. No, we're gonna move going...
it. It was going good until.
Great.
Come here.
Going great. Going great.
Do you like doing a podcast or the radio show at Sirius? What do you like better? For real. Answer these like really like normal, and then we'll let you be funny later. But what do you like doing better? Huh?
Radio show.
Talking to the mic. What do you like doing better?
Why does that? Exactly the way I feel when
you're asking me dumb questions.
It's not a dumb question. Yes, it is.
What do you like doing better? You got to have an answer. Don't be stupid. What do you like better, the radio or a podcast?
Or neither, you can say neither.
Neither. No, you like the podcast. I mean, you like the radio show because, one, you kill it. Two, you know, you get you're getting famous.
But three, you're always like, don't say that. It's not right.
You talk normal. You don't have to try to be funny because you're not funny. You're goofy. You know, you're going through a change in life where I want to explain this to you. You are very cute. People go, oh, she's so cute. But now you're getting to the point in life where people are going, oh, she's awkward. You know what I mean?
Like, bitch, please. What? I'm going to have to stop you there.
No, I'm only kidding.
Get out of here.
Listen, you know, come here. You know, come here. I got to tell you one last thing. One last thing. Come here. Come here next to me. Come here and give me a hug. You know how much I love you. And the other day I took her, me and her hung out all day, and we went to the park, we went to the jewelry store, and then we went to the park, and we went to Panera Bread. All she kept saying all the way to Westfield is, I want to get bread, bowl of, what was it called?
A bread bowl.
A bread, but like I even said, do you want to go out for a spaghetti or a sub? And she wanted a bread bowl. Like, she was obsessed with a bread bowl.
This is riveting stuff.
Wait, hold on.
Let me guess. You got the bread bowl?
But she didn't eat the bread.
Yes, I did.
You only had a couple bites of the bread.
I had all of it.
All right, get out. And we had a great day. And we drove with the top down. Did we drive with the top down?
You know what's weird, Rich? I don't want to constantly be criticizing you. I don't.
What
did she say?
It's not your life journal. She's so right. It's not your life journal. It's like... you're a paid entertainer.
Yeah.
Like even if it's supposed to like sort of be reminiscent of real life, you're still supposed to be slightly funnier than the average Joe because you have experience. Otherwise, why wouldn't everyone else on this block have a podcast doing what we do? You're not. I don't know what it is in your brain. You think like this is totally fine. Is your ego that big that you think like, oh, it's totally fine to talk about a bread bowl for fucking half an hour?
No, people like to know things about family life and what
okay,
you do.
Okay, yes, but you've got to make it a little bit entertaining. There's no beginning, middle, or an end. I mean, can you imagine if you're just sitting around and all of a sudden it's like, oh, my daughter wanted a bread bowl. I was like, oh, you're not going to eat it. And then I got her a bread bowl and she barely ate it. Okay, next topic. It's like, do you not see it?
No, it's interesting.
It's not, you're not you personally who have many years as a comedian are not making it interesting.
You're not making it funny.
She said, and she's, you know, I hate to say it, but she's right.
You brainwashed her.
I don't sit around being like, daddy's not funny. Okay.
Yeah. You brainwashed her against
me. No, I don't.
Oh, you don't think you do?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah, she's saying in the middle of an argument.
Who's arguing? In the middle of what argument? Me and mommy arguing? No, we barely ever argue.
Oh my God, her face. Her face on that one.
What?
See, that's like a lie. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of manipulation or delusion or whatever.
We don't argue any more than the next couple or the couple down the block.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because I talk to couples.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't talk to anybody. And if you do talk to them, you're certainly not talking to them about their life. If anything, you're listing the things that you've done in your life.
No, I'm not about
that.
Do
you ask people about their lives?
All the time.
I don't see that happening.
All the time. How you been? What's going on?
And then they just jump into like, well, we argue pretty much 90% of the time. And you're like, oh, okay, good, great. We're on the same page.
Oh, no. You don't think I sit and talk with comics about relationships and stuff like that? Huh?
No, I've never seen it. Quite honestly, I've never seen it. Raina's saying your only friend is her.
I got a lot of friends.
You do have a lot of friends. I don't think you know a lot about them.
You ask me anything about anybody right now.
Bobby Kelly.
What do you want to know about Bobby Kelly?
How often do him and his wife have sex? Raina just laughed.
Every 2 weeks.
No, you don't know that.
I just answered you. Ask me another one about anybody.
I can't hear it. Just forget it. Keith Robinson.
Yeah. What about Keith? Well, come on.
Is he married? She wants to know if he knows.
No,
that.
Keith is not married. He has an older son who's boxing.
Does he have a girlfriend?
Yes. I don't know her name. I know
you
where
you don't
he
know
met
her name.
I don't know her name. I know where they met, and I know what she looks like. I know everything.
What about your best friend Kelsey?
Who's Kelsey?
Oh, you don't know who Kelsey is?
Oh, Kelsey, my new friend with the blonde hair.
Yeah, you're. Oh, hi, Rich. Walk into the cellar the other night. Hi, Rich.
No, she has a boyfriend.
Doesn't matter. That doesn't. I'm not saying she wants to fuck you.
No, I'm too old.
No, I'm just saying she's like, oh.
She's impressed with me.
Maybe I can get a little something out of this guy.
No, I don't think she's that kind of person.
No, of course
she's like
not
a real nice person when I met her.
We had a nice discussion. I saw Dan Adaman saying to her, like, you're just so beautiful. And I saw her go like this. Oh, Dan, thanks.
He complimented her and she thanked him. What's wrong with that?
That's not a comic's way. She should have punched him right in the fucking face.
How many comics do you say you're beautiful? You don't punch
him. Yeah, I punch him right in
no
the face. I go, go fuck your mother.
Somebody commented the other night how good you look. They go, oh, you look beautiful.
I go, shut up. That's what I say. I don't take it. I don't take it. They say I'm funny. I go, yeah, that's right.
What if Dr. Sheep says you're beautiful?
I'd fucking punch him in the nuts.
What if you punch him in the nuts and something he stole popped out of his mouth?
Rolex watch.
I think that girl was very lovely. I met her at Bobby Kelly's. Let's go over some of the things we've done in the last couple of days.
We went to Bobby Kelly's son's birthday party. Very
and it was
fun.
Great. A lot of fun. Bobby's a great host.
If you guys are ready for the list portion of our show, here it comes. Go ahead. Tell us about Bobby Kelly's kid's birthday party.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of comics. It was great to see we all getting together. You know, it was Colin's birthday, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there, and Norton, and DiPaolo, and Lenny Marcus, and
your
Dan
favorite
Soder.
Comedian of all time.
Dan Soder. What's that?
Your favorite comedian
who's
of all
my,
time.
Who's my favorite? Colin's
Gary Goldman.
Gary Goldman was there. But people leave without saying goodbye. They just sneak out. I didn't say goodbye to Gary. Gary was there, my favorite comedian of all time.
Raina said goodbye to Gary. She said, this is told to me secondhand.
From who? Was Marina
Meredith
there? Marina
no,
wasn't there.
Marina wasn't there because Marina was shooting something in.
Keith was there. Go ahead.
No, Raina said to Gary Goldman when he was leaving, he was saying goodbye to her, I guess. And she goes, goodbye, person I don't know.
She said that to him? Who gave her a nice Easter egg, remember?
Yeah. He goes, I'm Gary Goldman. I met you a million times.
So the party was great. You know, they had somebody doing makeup, paint. They did, you know, painted their kids' faces. Then he had an ice cream cart come there, Ben and Jerry's ice cream cart.
Cart?
Yeah, cart. The cart. An ice cream cart. Is that, did I say it wrong?
I didn't know there was a cart.
Well, you didn't see the ice cream? You didn't see it, right?
See
clear
it.
As day.
I didn't see it.
A big ice cream cart.
I didn't see it.
Are you fucking, no, you're just saying that because you're going,
No, I didn't see it.
Did you see me eat ice cream?
Yeah,
you didn't see
everyone
walk
eating out, ice cream.
And you didn't see the cart that was exactly in front of your face that we all walked through?
I wasn't sitting that way.
He had two grills going. And it was just fun. It was just, you know, it was his kid's third birthday.
Two grills, check. Ice cream cart, check. Face paint, check.
All kinds of desserts. A cake for Colin for his birthday.
What about the balloon?
What balloons?
The balloon artist?
No, they had an artist doing faces.
You didn't see the balloon artist right in front of your fucking face?
No, there was no one.
You didn't see the balloons? You didn't see Raina's monkey balloon?
No, she didn't have a monkey balloon.
Oh, my God. It's in her room right now. Go get it. Raina, go get your monkey balloon.
Yeah. So the party was
right
great.
Your fucking face?
It was great.
You didn't see a balloon?
No, they didn't make him in front of my face. Their balloons
did,
were being made.
Do you not see? You just did that to me about the ice cream cart.
Oh, really? You don't think I understood that?
Oh, I didn't know if you did.
But they were making balloons at the other end of the yard, and then
you
that's why
gotta be done now.
That's what. No, I met. What's her name?
Oh,
Kelsey.
Boy.
What's her name?
I don't know her fucking name.
Very lovely gal.
I
we
know
talked.
Her as the cunt that the guys love. That's how I know her.
Why would you call her that? She
This is how I knew she was going to be hot, though, because every guy was like, when they were talking about her, they were like, no, she is funny. She is funny. And the only time you really stress a girl is funny is if she's going to be like, if there's like a fat girl with a weird haircut, you don't be like, no, she is funny. Like, you just be like, yeah, she's funny.
I don't know. She opens for Norton. She seems like a nice girl.
I bet she does.
No, she has a boyfriend.
No, I bet she does.
If I lived in LA, that's the kind of girl I'd probably date.
There's no, can I just tell you this? Like,
what?
You lucked out with a damaged soul, because there's no fucking way.
Are you kidding me? A girl like that would love to date a guy like
why?
Me.
Why? What do you have to offer?
One, personality.
No, two. That's not two. On the, that's no.
Two.
You're a terrible, horrible person to be around.
Personality.
You're
two.
A joy killer.
No.
Yes.
No.
Like, if anybody's having a good time, if I'm drinking this, you'd be like, that's disgusting. Why would you drink it? I mean, it's just like, that's what you do. That's your, if I'm driving somewhere, don't go that way. You're always like, put your seat back. You're just like, everything is about like
helping you.
Joy.
No, it's helping you, trying to bring more joy
if
into
I'm eating
your life.
Something, you know how much sugar's in that? It's like,
no.
I didn't say one word about your fucking four helpings of ice cream.
I did. I was very, very upset about it. But it was good. And it was a party. A birthday party. So I had some extra ice cream.
Still having an argument with yourself about it, I see. I didn't fucking care.
So
you could get as fat as a fucking house for all I care. I wouldn't give
fat.
A shit at all.
I'm not getting fat. I work out, man. I went to the gym today.
Get fat.
No fucking
relax.
Way.
Relax.
Who wants
live
to get
your
fat?
Life.
No fucking way. I'm going to be on TV soon. So if
five
I...
Five people can be on TV. I hate to break it to you.
If I met that girl, Kelsey... Is the kind of girl, I'm not saying her, but I'd be dating a comic, a new comic, you know, 1 or 2 years in the business in LA.
If you started dating Kelsey, like, people would have interventions and stuff. They'd be like, something's wrong with her. We need to get her help. Yeah. Some kind of weird hostage situation.
No, the only reason I wouldn't is because she's a lot younger than me.
Well, we're imagining that you're young in this scenario, so it's not so.
No, we can imagine my age right now. I would.
No,
meet,
there's. Please don't.
I would meet a 30-year-old, probably.
No, please.
You don't think
I'd
meet a
30?
That's gross. 30 years old is too young.
Your daughter's 25.
30 years old is a woman. 30 years old is too young for me.
Well, A, do you want another child?
No.
Then maybe go out of that range.
I would be dating, and remember what Bobby Kelly said to you about the lady outside?
There was a lady outside that was smoking that Rich goes, oh, hey. And she was good looking, but maybe a little...
She was older.
Yeah.
Weathered. Not weathered.
And then.
I shouldn't say weathered because she's not
Bobby
weathered.
Bobby Kelly looks at me and he goes, that's who we should be married to.
No, I think I would do well if I was single in L.A. or New York. Who would I go out with in New York? What comic probably?
Jim Norton. Maybe he's fully transitioned by that point. You guys could really make a special couple.
You're a comic. I don't know.
You'd only date comedians?
Oh, probably.
How about Carmen Lynch?
No, too tall for me.
Yeah, and also she would fucking hate you. Every woman I know would just hate you.
Like,
I can't imagine them putting up with the shit that I put up with.
Not dating.
I just can't imagine it. Can you imagine them having sex with you where you're like, you're gum and you're, you know, just your lack of foreplay. You don't make any noise. Just, ugh.
I grunt.
No, you don't. You don't make any noise at all. Huh? It's like if you make noise in, it's like you're brought back to
reality. I want you to pretend I'm a cat burglar. And I snuck in.
Don't worry, I do some pretending.
And another thing too,
what?
If I was dating,
what?
You think I wouldn't be deceiving and being a different person? We're married
the
11 years.
The way that
years.
You did with me.
No, I was nice then. That's why I was nice. You,
yeah, you deceived me.
You sucked all the niceness out of me.
That is crazy.
You sucked all. You just.
You, I sucked something out of you, but I didn't know that was where that you kept your niceness.
Oh, whoa, an oral sex joke from a wife.
Boom.
Anyhow, I think Kelsey's a lovely gal, and I wish her well.
She's and it was a pleasure meeting fucking her. Fucking bullshit cunt. You know it. I saw the way she was lit up when you walked in the salad. Hi! Ugh.
What did she go, ding dong?
Ding dong. Yeah, that's her new nickname, ding dong.
Let me see. You know what? I'm gonna see if I can get her to do some gigs.
What did
me.
She laugh when you guys were sitting talking together? And I, what did I say when I walked up?
What?
I go, what the fuck is going on? Then I walked away.
We were just having a good old grand time.
Oh, the fact that she could sit there and talk to you for that long just made me hate her. Like, ugh, you and your dumb youth being able to put up with an old man for that long. Oh, tell me more stories. Oh, what's it like, Mr. Voss? Oh, my God. Well, I've been watching you since I was a toddler.
I'm going to get her on our radio show next
week. Oh, my God. A wonderful. Your radio show. I'd be honored. I'm a big fan of your wife.
Yeah, she said she was a big fan.
They all say that. They all say that because they don't want to, you know, it's like, it's the new way so that women don't sound cunty to each other. They're all, oh, I love, you know, God forbid you ever see a woman and you go, ugh, she's a piece of shit. I'm like, oh, you're not for women. You're a terrible person. You're not allowed to have any opinion at all, for real, about a female. But I'll tell her to her face.
What will you say?
I'll say, you dumb little fucking shit cunt. You think your blonde hair, how long do you think that's going to last, you dumb fucking idiot?
Didn't she say hi to you when you walked in to tell her?
No. No. But that's okay because I give her like a like. She's got to have some balls to say hi to me. So I look at her like, get the fuck away. Like, you smell. I can smell you from here, you dumb fucking unwashed cunt. Who's been hanging out with Norton? I say. So she's the kind of girl that, like, on her days off, she wears two ponytails around.
I think she's very lovely. I think.
Do you guys like me in this overalls?
I heard she's funny.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've heard it, too. She is funny. She is. She is. Don't let the fact that she's got no pores on her face fool you. She is funny. Nope. No, I know she's a 00, but she is funny.
What's a 00?
It's a size.
Oh, I don't know. I liked her. I thought she had a great personality when I talked to her.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, yeah, Mr. Voss.
Your name came up and...
Oh, I think your wife's just amazing. I've been watching her since I was 9 years old. Mr. Voss, I wish I could do what you do. When I watch you do crowd work, I'm just blown away. I get so nervous up there.
She's got to be good if she opens for Norton. His audience isn't easy.
Oh, yeah, right, right. She just goes up there with her fucking little belly shirt on.
Guys, please be nice to me. I love all you guys, but I don't know what I'm doing exactly.
Why are you trashing a young comic instead of helping them?
I am. She doesn't understand maybe now, but when she gets older, she'll realize that body roo's really helping me. This is going to be her voice in 6 years. Oh, thanks, man, for helping me. I'm a fat cow now. Brown hair, but I learned how to be a good comic from that Bonnie McFarlane. She never gave me an inch, and that helped me out a lot. I had tough skin. Sound like a Native American.
Did you help Paula Bell? Or did she help you?
Paula Bell helped me the same way I'm helping Kelsey.
Yeah, she's a tough...
I had to go right up to Paula Bell's face one time and go, shut up, you cunt. And she goes, there, now you got it. Now you're getting it, kid. I'll always cherish her for that. She's always got a place in my heart.
Remember we had her in our movie and we had to take her out because her shot was so bad.
But she was so great.
She was so fucking funny.
I called her a genius, but I spelt it wrong in the text. I'm sure she was like, what a fucking idiot.
In what text?
I texted her after that shoot. I said, you're a genius. But then I realized later I spelled genius wrong.
Oh, she was fucking so funny. And the shot didn't come out. I can't believe we couldn't use her in the movie.
No, it was the sound.
Oh, it was the sound?
I think it was the sound.
Stupid fucking, we let Bob Gullet shoot for us. We fucked up.
We made a lot of mistakes.
Paula Bell was, believe you me, folks, she would have fucking stole the movie. Mm-hmm. She attacked you throughout the fucking interview.
Yeah.
She
attacked me, but you know what?
What?
I appreciated it.
Oh.
And that's what I think these girls got to start doing now. These young bucks coming up. No safe spaces, man. Fucking look them in the eye and you go, you got the balls to come up and talk to me, cunt? You got the balls?
What if she comes up and punches you?
I respect her.
Huh?
I respect her.
Yeah.
I'd walk right over and punch Dr. Steve.
What if she says she calls you out on a roast battle? That's a new thing now, a roast battle to call people out?
She can call me out if she wants. I'd do it by phone, and I'd still fucking kick her ass.
Well, let's wrap this up and talk about last night.
What's her last name?
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey, we're talking about Kelsey Grammer, the newest female comic. He's transitioned.
I don't know her last name. I just know I'm going to try to get her road work with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See if I can. Well,
I think what would be helpful is an adjoining room, just so in case you need some help with how to, like, fold your clothes and stuff. You would be that kind of asshole to walk over to a girl's room and tell her how she... can I just show you something? You put it in your shoe. Then you got a lot more room.
Yeah, I know how to pack.
God, I remember you fucking constantly trying to tell me how to pack. I was just like
just
ignoring
you. Just push your stuff
you.
In there like you're fucking running from the... Like a fucking... Like someone's going to kill you or something. You just throw your stuff in a suitcase like you're going to run out of the room.
It gives me anxiety to think I'm going to miss packing something, so I try to do it as fast as possible.
I pack everything perfectly.
I know, honey.
So Tuesday night... What?
You're a real good packer.
Tuesday night we did a live show at the Village Underground. I want to thank everybody for coming. It was fucking... Bonnie put this together. It was fucking brilliant. Five stand-up comics. Six comics.
Is Kelsey doing our show on Tuesday?
No.
Oh.
No. She's in town.
Tell people to listen to the show. But I guess they don't have to listen to the show, a radio show on Tuesday.
Why? I'm trying to get Kevin Brennan. He said he would do it next week.
Get Kevin Brennan and Kelsey. Because I think he might be mean to her. He doesn't fall for that bullshit that everybody else does.
It's like she's lit from behind at all times. She is funny. She is.
I've never seen her. I'm sure she is.
But she gets it. I mean, she laughed at literally everything I said. She gets it.
I like a gal like her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who wouldn't? Until she fucking eclipses you and never talks to you again.
You think it'll be the first time? So, we did a live show at the Village Underground.
Let's wrap it up.
Six comics did stand up.
Why? Who cares? Let's go.
I want to give so they know when...
They can just listen to it.
Well, we're going to put it on our podcast, but it's going to go behind the wall that we're supposed to set up. We're going to... Folks, we're going to be setting this up, this thing up, where you go for back episodes. You know the deal. It's only going to be like $1.99 a month. And you'll be able to get the last 10 episodes for free. And anything before that, you subscribe for only $1.99.
We don't have to do extra stuff, do we?
No, we can do extra 15. Oh, we can do if we want. God. We could do some bonus stuff.
Do not sign up.
We could do some bonus stuff.
I don't want to be doing any more than
we could do bonus stuff like, you know.
I'll take pictures of my shit. And then if you want to see some of my shits, so you can go behind the wall.
Oh, that's really fucking... That's brilliant. Oh, boy. That's why maybe Kelsey doesn't like you, because you're a potty
mouth.
Does
she not like me?
Well, she won't
I
after
this. I
thought
you said in that conversation, I love your wife.
No, I'm saying after this podcast.
I'm a big fan.
You know.
Don't point for me to do Sandy. I do it when it comes to me. I don't...
I'm just telling you, I'm helping you out with things.
I don't know what he would be calling Sandy in for at this point.
Nothing.
Yeah. She's gonna show her shit, Sandy. Like, really? See.
We did a live show. It'll be on this podcast, Behind the Wall, when we set this up.
Behind the wall.
I think it's gonna be $1.99 a month. And we really, you know, it's not a big deal. Go to Amazon.richvoss.com. This week I'm at the Stand Friday night, tomorrow night, Saturday at the Farmhouse in...
Well, that sounds like a great place for comedy.
No, it's a cool looking... It's a cool place. In right off of 78 Hampton, New Jersey, the Farmhouse.
Don't look at me.
Next weekend, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Morty's Comedy Club, Indianapolis. Next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Amazon.richvoss.com. Bonnie will be at the Stand Friday night. Bonnie's book is still on Amazon. You can get it audio... At audio something audio. Where can you get that audio tape at?
Audible.com.
How are those doing?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
You didn't get numbers on anything? You didn't ask for them?
I don't ask.
Oh. Anyhow, we got to go. Dr. Steve, thank you. Kelsey, thank you for being part of the show. Raina, thank you.
Kelsey Grammer.
Bonnie, thank you. We're out. Drip, drip. Goodbye. See you later. Amazon.richvoss.com.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.